奉主祝名，愿所有的平安与祝福都在与你们同在。
Praise and thank God, I can come here once again to have worship with you on this day of Sabbath.
感谢神，我今天能够再次与你们聚在这里，可以一起来敬拜我们的神。
Tonight, I would like to share with you finding joy in the midst of this vanity of life.
今天晚上我要和大家分享的题目就是在虚空的人生中寻找喜乐。
We know that joy is not very easy to come by.
我们知道喜乐并不是很容易可以得到的。
But nevertheless, it's not impossible because we are in Christ.
但是，当我们在来到主耶稣的面前的话，我们就可以找到喜乐。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 16.
让我们传道书翻到传道书。
The book of Acts chapter 16.
传道书第十六章。
Acts.
使徒行传第对不起使徒行传第十六章。
Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
使徒行传第十六章二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoner were listening to them.
第二十五节说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祈祷歌颂神，囚犯们都侧耳倾听。
So now we know that during this time, Paul and Silas were thrown into prison.
我们知道在这里描述当时保罗希拉都被关在监狱里面。
Even though they were beating up,
他们都被拷打。
Even though their feet were shackles,
他们都吃一些非常简陋的食物。
But nevertheless, in verse 25, it says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, singing hymns to God, and the prisoner was listening to them."
但是这里却在描述说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉却祈祷歌颂神，囚犯也都是侧耳倾听。
Prison is not a pleasant place to be in.
我们知道，监狱不是一个很好的地方。
But here, Paul and Silas, they found a way to be joyful. That's why they were praying and singing hymns to God.
但在这里，保罗和希拉却找了一个可以让他们喜悦的方法。
So for every single one of us, we also need to find joy and peace as we live to worship our God.
对我们所在座的所有人来说，我们也需要找一种可以喜乐的方法来敬拜我们的神。
But before we can find joy inside our heart, we need to realize actually this world is full of vanity.
但是当我们在可以在我们的心中找到喜乐的时候，我们要意识到这个世上是多么的虚空。
Why? Because if we do not understand this world is full of vanity, and then it's very difficult to find joy.
假如说我们不知道这个世上充满了虚空的话，我们就
because joy
不会找到喜乐。
Because joy is not in this world.
因为喜乐并不是在这个世界上。
Because this world is full of trial and tribulation.
因为在这个世界上充满了磨难与考验。
So tonight I would like to study the book of Ecclesiastes about vanity of life and being joyful.
所以说今天晚上要以从传道书里查考什么是喜乐。
Let's turn the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们翻到传道书
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2
让我们以从传道书第一章第一节和第二节开始
verse 1
第一节
The word of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, verse 2
第二节
Vanity of vanity, said the preacher, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. So we can see in these two verses, right, we know that the author of this Ecclesiastes, he said vanities of vanities.
我们知道从这本书的作者就是这个传道者说这个世上就是虚空的虚空。
Even though he was a preacher,
尽管他是个传道者。
Even though he was a son of David,
尽管他是大卫的儿子。
Even though he was a king in Jerusalem,
尽管他是耶路撒冷的王。
It seemed like he had everything,
看起来他已经拥有了一切。
But why in verse 2 we say vanity of vanity, vanity of vanity, all is vanity?
但为什么在第二节他又说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空一切都是虚空呢
Actually in the book of Ecclesiastes it mentioned 35 times the word vanities
其实在传道书里一共有35次描述这个虚空提到虚空这个字
But only 3 times it mentioned the word joy
但是只有3次描述喜乐
So this means if we go through the whole book of Ecclesiastes and we can find these three times the word of joy and then it's enough for us
所以说假如说从这个传道书，就当我们读过整本传道书的时候，假如说我们可以翻到三次这个喜乐的，我们已经值得满足了。
We know King Solomon, he was the wisest.
我们知道所罗王是一个非常聪明的王。
And he was the richest.
他也是最富有的王。
But nevertheless, he conclude life is full of vanity.
但是在生命的终结的时候，他认为他做出了结论，这个人生就是虚空。
We know the reason Solomon concluded life is full of vanity because he tried to find joyfulness with apart from God.
因为之所以所罗门可以做出这个人生就是虚空，是因为他试图从神之外找到喜乐。
Actually, without God, none of us sitting here can find this kind of joy.
这是真的，叫如果不是神与我们同在的话，我们在座的所有都不可能找到喜乐。
One time, my wife said to me, "Say, Woody, you like a dictionary."
有一次我的太太对我说，你是非常喜欢字典。
Of course, I asked her why.
我就问他说，你为什么这样说呢？
Because he said you add meanings to my life, right?
他说你让我的生命有意义。
Do you guys get that? Right, dictionary full of meanings, so meanings in my life, right?
你知道这个，你可以知道这个笑话的意义。
So even though I was very flattered that she said that to me,
尽管他是有一点那个有一点像我献媚的感觉，但是我知道这其中的意义。
I know it's not completely true.
我知道这也不是完全正确的。
Why? Because I know without Christ, my life become meaningless.
我知道，假如说没有与神同在的话，我的生命就是虚无的。
And if my life is meaningless, and then it's very difficult for me to add meaning to her life.
假如我自己的生命都是没有任何的意义，我就不可能把我为我太太的生活带来意义。
But even every single one of us, even though we have Christ inside our heart,
尽管我们在座的每一位都有基督在我们的心里。
But if our relationship is not close to Him,
但是我们与神的关系不紧密的话，
then our life is also full of vanities.
那么我们的生命也是充满了虚空。
This last NYTS, there several youth went up to testify.
这个刚刚过去的全国青年神训班里有几个青年。
I was so surprised. Three out of five, they testified that many times they want to end their life.
这几个青年，我很惊讶的是，这几个青年在做见证的时候，都说他们有许多次都想结束他们的生命。
And then when I look at these three brothers and sisters, they have very good parents.
但是当我们看这个三个青年的时候，我意识到他们都是有很好的父母。
And their parents provided many things in this world.
他们的父母提供他们很多在这个世上的
好
东西。
Why do they testify that for many years they want to end their lives?
为什么他们见证说他们在过去的几年中都非常想结束他们的生命呢？
Actually, the only conclusion I can come up with because their relationship with God was not close.
他们所有的结论都是他们与神的关系不够亲近。
That's why Job he truly understand the meaning of life.
就是说约伯之所以知道生命的真正意义是什么。
Even though God blessed him with many possessions,
尽管神已经祝福在他的生命的许多地方都大大的祝福他。
But the thing he worried the most is his children's spirituality.
但是他最担心的就是他儿女的灵性问题。
Because he understands without God, his children don't have anything.
因为他意识到，假如说没有神的话，他的儿女就没有任何东西。
So for us as parents, we also need to think likewise.
所以我们作为父母的也要谨慎地想一想。
It's nothing wrong for us to give our children everything in this world.
提供我们子女在这世上的很多东西并不是一件错误的事情。
But if they don't have Christ, then everything in this world become meaningless.
但是假如他们的心里没有神的话，那他们在这世上所拥有的一切就是毫无意义的。
So just like Solomon.
就像所罗王一样
He started up verse 2 Vanities of vanity Everything is full of vanities
他从第二节就开始说这世上的一切都是虚空都是虚空
Even though he enjoyed the power during that time
尽管在那个时候他拥有至上的权利
Even though he enjoyed the pleasure of the world during that time
尽管在那个时候他拥有了世上所有的快乐
But he concluded life is meaningless
但是他的结论还是说人生就是空虚
So many times we always think we can be like Solomon
有很多时候我们希望我们像所罗门一样
But on the end of our life, we can be just like Paul.
但是在我们人生终结的时候我们就和他一样
But actually, if we live a life just like Solomon, it's very difficult to be like Paul on the end of our life.
假如我们一生过着像所罗门一样的奢侈的生活我们就不可能过着 Paul 一样圣洁的生活
So let's look at the several different aspects of this vanity of life.
让我们看一下这个从不同的方面来看这个虚空到底是什么含义
The first one, let's look at pleasure of this life
让我们先首先看一下这个人生的享乐。
So why the pleasure of this life is full of vanity?
为什么就是这个人生的享乐都是虚空呢？
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 1.
让我们看一下传道书第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure, but surely this also was vanity.
第一节，我自己心里说，来吧，我用享乐试试你，让你看看有什么好处，想到这也是虚空。
We know Solomon because he was so rich, and then he can seek all kinds of different pleasure.
我们知道在那个时候，所罗王非常的富有，他可以找到他所想要的任何的快乐。
Because the other time in verse 3, he said, I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine.
在第三节他提到，我心里愁思怎么用酒使我的身体畅快。
And verse 4, he said, I make my works great, I build myself house, I planted myself vineyards.
第四节他又提到，我大事发展，为自己建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。
And verse 5 say, I make myself gardens and orchards, and I planted all kinds of fruit trees in them.
第五节他又说到，修造园囿和家园，在园中栽种各种果树。
And then verse 6 say, I make myself water pools from which the water growing trees from the grove.
第六节又提到，他为自己挖造水池，用来浇灌培植树木的园林。
And verse 7 say, I inquire male and female servants.
推买了仆婢，也在生在家中的奴婢，又用大群的牛羊。
And verse 8, you say, I also gather for myself silver and gold.
第八节又提到，他又为自己积蓄金银以及列王和各省的财宝。
So in verse 9, he concluded, so I became great and excelled more than all who were before me in Jerusalem.
第九章他说到，于是我就日渐昌盛，超过任何比我先在耶路撒冷的人。
Actually, if you read these 8 verses,
当我们读到这八节的时候，
you can see that Solomon's life is centered around himself.
我们知道这个所罗门的人生是以自我为中心的。
And these 8 verses, you can see the almost 10 I, right? I will do this, I will do that.
在这第八节提到了 十次我要我要。
No wonder his life is full of vanity.
难怪他的人生是充满了虚空的。
Even though he go out and seek many different kinds of pleasure.
尽管他去寻找各种各样的享乐
but this pleasure cannot fulfill him.
但是这种喜乐却不能让他满足。
That's why during NYTS I can see many youth they also try to go out and find different pleasure in the world.
这也是我在过去的青年全国青年实训班里所看到那些年轻人，尽管他们都想去外面寻找快乐，但是他们仍然找不到。
One of young brother he testified that he feels so lonely and so sorrowful inside his heart every single day.
一个年轻的弟兄在那里做见证，说他每天他的心里都非常感觉非常的孤单。
Because to him he just feel that no one care about him.
因为他心里感觉到没有人能够关心他。
His father always away at work.
因为他的父亲经常在外工作。
And his mother, of course, she always worry about him, but she cannot fulfill his emptiness inside his heart.
尽管他的母亲经常的忧虑他，但是这并不能满足他心里的。
So because of this, he testified he turned to many different kinds of drugs.
他又继续见证说，就因为这样，他于是走向了吸毒的。
And he get to the point that every single night he used to get high with his friends.
他每天晚上都是和他的朋友去外面。
Even one night he crashed his total his car because he was drunk and high on marijuana.
有天晚上因为他由于吸毒的原因造成精神错乱，以至于把他的车都撞毁了。
So you can see actually this life without God is full of emptiness.
所以说从这一点上我们可以看到，假如说没有神的话，我们
So we have this wisdom and we know this life is full of vanity. Why do we seek it so much?
假如说我们知道这个世界就是充满了虚空，那我们为什么还要去寻找这世上的喜乐呢？
Actually, the Bible says that I cannot be satisfied with seeing.
其实圣经上说的话，我
the eyes cannot be satisfied with seeing.
我们的眼睛从来都不会因为我们所拥有的而满足。
And the ears cannot be satisfied by hearing.
我们的耳朵也从来不会因为我们所听的而得到满足。
So this means it doesn't matter how much we strive for pleasure, we cannot be satisfied.
这就是说，无论我们花多大努力去寻找快乐，我们永远不会得到满足。
Just like Solomon did that time.
就像在那个时候，所罗门
Can you imagine
所经历的一样。
How many things he did to try to fulfill his pleasure?
他做了多少的 多少的努力试图去寻找快乐。
But even all these pleasure, he concludes, vanities are vanities.
但是得到这些快乐的时候，他最终还是得出结论，这个人生是虚
空。But even though we know this world is full of vanities,
现在我们知道这个人生是充满了虚空。
How can we find joy in this vanity?
那么我们如何才可以在这个世上找到喜乐呢
？Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 11.
我们翻到第三章第十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
传道书第三章第十一节。
Start from verse 9, actually.
从第九节开始。
What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? Verse 10.
第十节。
I have seen a God-given task in which the sons of man are to be occupied. Verse 11.
第十一节。
He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Verse 12.
第十二节。
I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good.To do good in their lives, verse 13.
第十三节。
And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor, it is the gift of God. So we can see in these five verses, God give us, how can we be joyful in this life of vanity?
从这第五节来，可以看到神告诉我们如何才可以在这个人生中找到喜乐。
At first, the author proposed a question. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? Verse 9.
第九节他说到做工的人在自己的劳碌上得到什么益处呢
？And then he proclaimed that I have seen God's given task in which the Son of Man are to be occupied.
第十节他就有了答案。他说，我看神给世人的担子是要他们为此烦恼。
But at the same time, he said he has made everything beautiful in its time.
但是在同时，神又说，他是万物万事各按其时成为美好。
Also, he has put eternity in their hearts.
他又把永久的神又把永久的意识放在人的心里。
So this is the turning point.
这就是我们的转折点。
Even though we know that this life is full of vanity.
尽管我们知道人生充满了空虚。
But our hope is not in this life, but rather in the life to come.
但是我们的希望并不在这个世上，而是在这个将要来到的。
But nevertheless, as we live in this life, we need to make the best of it.
所以说，尽管我们虽然我们生活在世上的话，我们要活出极限。
Why? Because inside our heart we know God has prepared a better place for us.
因为我们知道，在这个神在我们死去的时候，为我们准备一个更好的地方。
So because of this, we need to transform ourselves above the things of this world because it's full of vanity.
因为这样，我们要才要把我们的思想升华，不要只顾在这个世上的一生。
Sometimes when I think about Christian life, we should be like the lotus flower.
有时候我们觉得。
Lotus, yeah, lotus.
火莲花。有时候我们把这个基督的一生当作是莲花一样。
Because when I was in Hawaii, I went to a garden. I can see there's a garden full of lotus flowers. They are so beautiful.
因为当我去这个夏威夷的时候，我看到一个池塘里长满了莲花。
But we know below the lotus flower is full of mud.
我们知道这莲花是从那个泥里长出来的。
The more muddy it is, the more beautiful the flowers can come out.
这个泥越多的地方长出来的荷花就越美丽。
So our life as a Christian should also be like this.
我们基督徒的人生的话也要像这样。
Yes, we know life is full of vanity.
虽然我们的人生充满了虚空。
But if we have God inside our heart, and then our life become meaningful.
但是假如基督在我们的心里的话，我们的人生就从此有意义。
Why? Because God has put eternity inside our heart.
因为神已经把这个永恒放在了我们的心里。
So because of this, we should always rejoice.
因为这一点，我们应该充满喜乐。
So because of this, we should always continue to do good.
因为这样，我们要继续的做善事。
So because of this, we should always eat and drink, and this is the blessing from God.
因为这样，我们要享受我们的吃喝，因为这是神给我们的礼物。
Actually, eating and drinking, it is a blessing from God.
其实吃喝的话也是神给我们的一个礼物。
But if we eat and drink without God inside our heart, then this eating and drinking also become very bitter.
假如说没有神在我们的心里的话，我们的吃喝的话也是一种非常苦的事情。
So even though we try to reach many things in this world that give us pleasure,
尽管想我们在这个世上想达到某样某样的成就来达到我们的雄心壮志。
But actually, not all pleasure are bad for us.
但是
Yet not all pleasure are bad for us.
其实并不是所有的喜乐都是对我们有坏处。
Because eating and drinking also give us pleasure.
因为吃喝的话也是给我们喜乐的。
But make sure we eat and drink with God inside our heart.
但是确定在我们吃喝的时候，我们心里要有神。
And only then that we have meanings in our life to eat and drink.
这样我们的吃喝啊、才对我们的人生有意义。
Let's also turn to the second point of vanity.
让我们看一下啊。虚空的第二点意义是什么
？I see this vanity is full of labor, right? Laboring in the world.
这个虚空就是人生的劳碌。
If we read chapter 2 verse 11.
让我们读第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 11.
传道书第二章第十一节。
Then I look on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. Verse 22.
第二十二节。
For what has man for all his labor and for the striving of his heart, when which his toil under the sun? Verse 23.
第二十三节。
For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome, even in the night his heart take no rest. This also is vanity. So we can see in these three verses talking about how working and laboring in the world is full of vanity.
从这三节中可以看到，在这个世上的劳碌是多么的虚空。
Because Solomon is saying, look at, right? He said, look, all the works I have done with my hands, right, and which I have toiled.
在这里所罗门说到，看我行察我手中所做的一切和我劳碌所成就的都是虚空。
And he said, man is full of labors.
说人是一生的劳碌。
See, even at night, he said, even at night, he feels burdensome. He takes no rest at all because he has to work so much.
这里提到，尽管在晚上的话，他也心里为了劳碌而苦恼。
And he say this is also is a vanity.
其实这也是虚空。
So this means if we learn from Solomon,
就是我们从所罗门来学习的话
，actually we know working is full of burdensome.
我们就知道这个劳碌也是一种负担。
You can see you at during NYTS we have many young people there.
尽管在这个过去的青年实训班里有很多的年轻人在那里。
And all these young people that are so excited to go to college.
好，就好多的年轻人非常的兴奋，因为他们即将上大学了。
And some of them they're very excited when they come out of college they will get a good job.
好多也非常的兴奋，因为他们很快就要毕业，而且可以找到一份工作。
But actually, if you talk to the older people.
但是当我们和那些年纪比较大的人谈话的时候
，Because sometimes when I have lunch with brothers, older brothers, and we talk about our work.
就是当我有时候和那些年纪比较大的人谈论工作的时候
，And it's very clear they see their work is full of vanity.
他们就我们从他们的谈论之中可以看出，这个劳碌其实他们的工作其实一种虚
空。We work for 40-50 years.
他们工作了四五十年。
Why only to gain to buy a house?
但是他们所得到的就是可以攒足够的钱可以买一幢房子。
And that's why on the end of our life, we can conclude that our life is full of vanity.
就可以得出结论，我们的人生就是虚空的。
So working give us a lot of burden.
工作给我们很多的负担。
But how can we bring joy into this kind of laboring?
但是如何可以从我们的劳碌中得到喜乐呢
？If we go to chapter 5 verse 18.
翻到第五章第十八节。
Chapter 5 verse 18.
第五章第十八节。
Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor and which he toiled under the sun all the days of his life which God gave him for this in his heritage. Verse 19.
第十九节。
As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is a gift from God.So we can see in these two verses, we can turn this life of labor into a life of joyfulness.
从这两节中可以看到，我们可以把这个人生的劳碌的苦难重担而转换成一种喜乐。
Again, Solomon proclaimed, "It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all of his labor."
在这里，所罗门提到。在神所赐给他一生所有年限中吃喝享受在日光之下享受所得的一切这就是他所想的份了
Actually the reason he came up to this conclusion because he know all this thing is given from God
之所以所罗门可以得出这样的结论因为他知道这所有都是神所给
The riches we have, the wealth we have is all from God
因为所拥有的一切都是从神而来
And this is for us to rejoice Why? Because this is the gift that God wants to give us
我们之所以要享受这一切因为这一切都是由神而来的
So you can see even though life is full of vanity is full of emptiness but we can find joy inside it because Christ is the one that gives us this kind of joyfulness
尽管我们人生充满了虚空 但是我们知道，由于神给我们这些一切，我们还是要从这之中，找到喜乐。
Actually, sometimes when I think about work,
有时候我们想到我们的工作。
Even though you know, for me as a worker of God, I sometimes feel, in a sense, you know, I hope that my work on the end will add meaning to my life.
因为我作为神的工人的话，我还是希望当我人生终结的时候，我所有所做的工作都不会白费。
Actually, I know inside my heart, yes, it will add meanings to my life.
因为我知道，我所做的一切会为我的人生带来意义。
Because in this world, even though we work and do many things,
即我们在这个人生，在我们的人的一生当中做了很多的事情。
But if our work is not focused on God to glorify His name, then our work also become meaningless.
假如说我所做的一切不是用来荣耀我们的神的话，那我的工作就
毫无意义。But if we always have God inside our heart,
我们所做的一切的目的就是要把神放
在心中。And then we know our job is given by God.
那么我就知道我们所做的工作都是神给的。
And whatever riches and whatever wealth that we have is also from God.
不管我们是穷是富，都是神所给的。
So because of this, we can eat, we can drink with a joyful heart.
就是因为这样，我们才可以以一种喜乐的心情去吃去喝。
And this is a great blessing from God.
这是神所给我们的最大的祝福。
So we think and reflect about our life.
所以说我们要省察我们的人生。
Every time we sit down, eat and drink with a family, do we feel a joyfulness inside our heart?
当每次与我们的家人同在一起吃饭的时候，我们是否感到心中的喜乐呢？
Actually, if we don't feel this kind of joyfulness inside our heart, this means we need to draw ourselves closer to God.
假如说没有感受到这种喜乐的话，就说明我们需要与神走得更近。
Because only in Christ that we can have this kind of meaningful life, even we eat and drink.
因为只有神才可以在我们吃喝的生活当中给我们带来意义。
So even though many of us we must work hard,
尽管我们在座的每个人都要非常辛苦的工作。
But this will become more meaningful if Christ is in our life.
只有神在我们的在我们的人生当中，我们的生活才会更加有意义。
And let's also go turn to the third one.
让我们再看一下虚空的第三点含义是什么。
Even though sometimes we go out and try to find pleasure.
尽管我们有些时候出去寻找快乐。
Even though many of us we need to work very hard.
尽管我们在座的许多人都要非常努力的工作。
But some of us maybe we don't care about these kind of things.
但是我们可能有些人并不关心这些事情。
Maybe some of us we want to strive for knowledge, we strive for wisdom.
可能在座有些人希望得到更大的智慧和更大的知识。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 12.
让我们翻到第二章第
chapter 2, verse 12.
第二章第十二节。
Then I turned myself to consider wisdom and madness and folly. For what can a man do who succeed the kings? Only what he has already done.Verse 13.
第十三节。
Then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fools walk in darkness. Yet I myself perceive that the same even happens to them all. Verse 15.
第十五节。
So I said in my heart, as it happened to the fool, it also happened to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, this also is vanity. Verse 16.
第十六节。
For there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever, since all that now is will be forgotten in the days to come. And how does a wise man die? As the fool. So we know that Solomon is one of the wisest person ever lived.
我们知道当时的所罗门王的话是当时世代最聪明的人。
But he also concluded wisdom is also full of vanity.
但是他也得出结论智慧的话也是虚空的。
Because during the time he said, how does a wise person die?
因为他当时提到这个智慧的人是如何的死去的呢？
Even though when you are wise, you excel by those who are foolish.
尽管你是个智慧的人的话，你一样同愚昧的人一样的死去。
Even though when you are wise, while your eyes are in the head, but the fool walk in darkness.
尽管你智慧人的眼光明亮，但是却与愚昧人一样走在有一样同样的命运。
So when a person is full of wisdom, he can gain much.
虽然一个智慧的人的话，尽管是一个智慧的人的话，你也不会得到比愚昧人更多的。
But then he continued to ponder about wisdom.
然后就继续的来说明智慧。
And then he said in his heart.
他自己心里说。
As it happened to the fool, also happened to him as a wise person.
就离到愚昧人身上的也同样。临到智慧人身上。
Why? Because a wise person also will die.
因为智慧的人的话也同样会死去。
Why? He would die just like a fool person.
他死去的情景。
So even you are wise or fool, you all end up the same thing.
不管你是智慧和愚人的话，你们的结果都是一样的。
But if we are full of wisdom from God,
但是假如说我们从神那里得到智慧，
if this wisdom is from God,
假如说这个智慧是从神那里得来，
then this wisdom become more meaningful in our life.
那么这样的智慧就为我们人生带来更多的意义。
Let's find chapter 2 verse 26.
让我们看一下第二章第二十六节。
For God gave wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight.
这里说神把智慧、知识和喜乐赐给他喜悦的人。
I see as long we do right in the eye of God.
只要我们做善事的话，我们就有神同在。
Then we know whatever wisdom we have, it is from God Himself.
我们知道我们所拥有的智慧都是从神那里来的。
And what knowledge we have is from God Himself.
我们所拥有的知识也是从神那里来的。
So because of this, our heart will be full of joy.
因为这样的话，我们心里就会充满了喜乐。
Why? Because wisdom is God Himself.
因为智慧就是神本身。
So actually, in our lives, every circumstances, we should be able to find joy inside of it.
因为在我们人生的各个不同的方面，我们都要发现喜乐。
Even we strive to find pleasure.
尽管我们试图发现去寻找快乐。
And this pleasure, if God is inside our heart, and then it become very meaningful to us.
假如说我们这个喜乐是从神由于神而来的话，那么我们的人生就会有意义。
And then if we labor hard because of God, and then this labor also become a blessing to us.
假如我们是因为神而劳碌的话，那我们这个劳碌就会为我们的人生带来更大的意义。
Even if we have great wisdom, if we have God inside our heart, this wisdom become benefit to us.
假如说神在我们，假如说神在我们的心里的话，那我们的智慧就会为我们的人生带来更大的意义。
So we know in the book of Ecclesiastes, even though 35 times he mentioned the word vanity.
尽管在传道书里三十五次的描述了空虚是。
And only three times he mentioned the word joy.
尽管在传道书里第三十五次提到了虚空这个字，而只有三次提到了喜乐。
But because of every single one of us in Christ.
但是这每一次描述的喜乐都是在神里的喜乐。
We always can find joy in this world is full of vanity.
尽管我们在这个世上所发现的都是虚空。
So what is the conclusion of our life then?
那么我们人生的结局是什么呢？
Let's turn to chapter 11, Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
我们翻开传道书第十一章。
So for those of us who are young and full of hope,
对于那些年轻而充满希望的年轻一代。
And chapter 11 verse 9 say, Rejoice, O young man, and your youth.
第十一章第九节说，年轻人呐，你在幼年时要快乐。
And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all this, God will bring you into judgment.
在壮年的日子，要使你的心欢畅，顺着你心所愿的眼所见的去行。不过你要知道，为了这一切事，神必审问你。
Actually, as young people, we need to always rejoice inside our heart.
我们知道，作为一个年轻人的话，我们要心里充满喜乐。
But make sure as we rejoice, we need to walk in the way of our heart.
但是我们心里要知道，在我们享受这些喜乐的时候，我们要把神放在我们心里。
Why? Because on the end days, God will judge everything that we will do.
因为在末世的时候，神会审判我们所做的一切的事情。
So that's why in verse 10 it said, Therefore remove sorrow from your heart.
所以在第十节说，所以你当除掉心中的烦恼。
Actually, if we walk in the way of the Lord, we always can remove this sorrow from our heart.
假如说我们以让神来带领我的生活的话，我们就会除掉我们心中的烦恼。
And verse 10 also said, put away evil from your flesh.
第十节也说到除去肉体的疾苦。
Actually, this is what it means to have meaning in our life.
就是说
This is what it means to have meaning in our life.
这就是说它对我们的人生也会带来意义。
To live a life to please God.
我们活着的话就要为神而活。
But for those of us who are married,
对于那些已经结婚的人来说
，The preacher also have a suggestion.
这个传道者也对我们有建议。
If we go to chapter 9 verse 9,
等我翻到第九章第九节的。
Chapter 9 verse 9.
第九章第九节。
Live joyfully with the wife of your youth. Love all the days of your life, vain life, which has given to you under the sun. All your days of vanity, for this your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun.
第九节，在你一生虚空的年日中，就是神在日光下赐你虚空的年日中，你要和你所爱的妻子享受人生，因为那是你一生在日光之下从徒劳中所得的。
So with wisdom, the preacher gives us this insight.
所以说这个 传道者给我们这个一个很好的见解。
He said, "Live joyfully with the wife of whom you love all the days of your vain life."
这里提到你要和你所爱的妻子享受人生。
Even though our life is full of vanity, but we always have someone to love.
尽管这个人生充满了虚空，但是我们人生中还是有我们所喜爱的人。
Of course, the person we should love is our spouse.
但是这个人，我们所要爱的人就是我们的。
So when life is full of vanity, we always have this kind of love for one another.
但是尽管我们的人生充满了虚空，但是我们彼此还要互相爱护。
And for the rest of us,
对我们在座的其他人。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 13.
让我们翻到第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14.
第十二章第十三节第十四节。
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is man's all. Verse 14.
第十四节。
For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. So for us as a chosen people of God,
对于我们被神所拣选的人来说，
this is the conclusion of our whole life.
就是我们人生的所得出的结论。
That is to fear God.And to keep His commandment.
那就是我们应当敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
For this is everything that we have.
这就是我们每个人的本分。
Why? Because on the end days, God will bring us to judgment for every secret things that we have done.
因为在末世的时候，连一切隐秘的事情，神都会去审判。
But the Bible stated, those who have done good will enter eternal life.
圣经说到，那些做行善的人的话，他们也会有
But those who have done evil will enter to condemnation, eternal condemnation.
做坏事的人的话，最终会被惩罚。
So even though we seek for pleasure,
尽管我们去寻找快乐。
Even though we must work hard for our family,
尽管我们还要为我们的家庭去努力的工作。
Even though some of us we seek for wisdom,
尽管我们许多人去寻找智慧。
But we make sure we do everything in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要确定我们所做的一切的话，都是为了荣耀我们的神。
Because without Him, our life become full of vanities.
因为假如没有神的话，我们的人生就充满了虚空。
And if our life full of vanities, then we have no meaning at all to live this life.
假如说没有神的话，那我们的人生的话就没有任何意义来活在这个世上。
So may God continue to strengthen us to help us always to find meaning in our life in our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿神来继续的保佑我们，带领我们，让我们的心里充满，让我们的心里永远有神同在。
Let's sing hymn 162。
让我们唱诗一百六十二首。
162。
一百六十二首。
Trusting heart to Jesus clings. No